Hello, this is Ken, the Passion Entrepreneur, speaking with you. Let's talk about something that's a little off base. I would agree with this, a little off base, but let me make a statement. Entrepreneurs can learn a lesson from our politicians. Ken, what are you talking about? Yeah, entrepreneurs, business owners, can learn a lesson, learn a few lessons from our politicians. We just finished the Michigan primary. Mitt Romney, Governor Romney, won Michigan. Yay for Michigan, because I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan. The politicians, Democrats, Republicans, are headed to South Carolina, and I think, Nevada's this weekend also, and then Florida's next. And I started thinking about politicians and what they're doing and going for the vote, and I think we can really learn something, us entrepreneurs in the trenches taking the risk and building a business. We can learn some things from politicians. Let me give you, there's about 9 lessons we can learn from politicians. Let me go through those with you. First of all, number 1, politicians go where the votes are. Politicians go where the votes are. You know, if they're running for office, you're going to see volunteers in South Carolina. There was an instance where I saw on TV that volunteers are going to barbershops and beauty shops to talk about their people that they're supporting. I thought that was innovative. I said, okay, you got to go where the votes are, right? And then also, you've got volunteers, they're targeting neighborhoods. They're walking neighborhoods, knocking on the door, asking for those neighbors or those people, those residents, to vote for their candidate. So how does this relate to business, Ken? Well, let me ask you a few questions. And I always use the Socrates method. I always ask that question and let you think about it. I may not give you the answer, but I'm going to ask the question, and then from there, you come up with the answers. And that is, so, you know, if politicians are going where the votes are, where are your best opportunities? Where are you spending time to network? And who are you calling on? Who's your target market? And how are you reaching them? You know, what's your best prospect opportunities there for your services? So I'm just going to put that out there. There's a few questions for you. So politicians know where the votes are. Number 2, politicians cater to their constituents. How do you mean, Ken? What are you talking about? Well, you get a postcard, you get other kinds of letters in the mail. They go to town hall meetings. They're making phone calls. They're sending you emails. They're catering to that constituent to get that vote. So how are you reaching out to your prospects? How are you reaching out to your clients? You know, what products and services do they need? And are you delivering there? So yeah, that's number 2. So politicians cater to their constituents. So how are you catering to your prospects and your clients? Number 3, politicians learn to speak the language that their constituents want to hear. So what is the language? What are the issues that Republicans and Democrats, well, Republicans, they're talking about immigration, the economy, strong defense, low taxes. And what are the Democrats talking about? They're talking about education, health care. And so my question to you is, are you speaking the language that your prospects and clients know? When you're talking on the phone, when you're telemarketing, when you're sitting down on that first appointment, what are you saying to connect with your prospects and your clients? Are you speaking their language? Do they understand what you're saying? Are you getting the business? Just something to put out there. So number 3, politicians speak the language of voters, and you should speak the language of your prospects and your best clients. Number 4, politicians design communication strategies to connect with their voters. Again, you see the podcast, you see, not podcasts, we're doing a podcast right now, postcards, emails, phone calls, TV ads. Where do they place their TV ads? Where are you listening to their ads on radio? And so, and they're doing the web stuff too. So my question to you entrepreneurs, you passion entrepreneurs, is how are you using postcards, emails, phone calls,